Thank you for being interested in our study. I am the speaker for this scientific poster. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ioan Dimitrov and I am a first year medical student in a medical university in Sofia, Bulgaria. I was invited to assist in conducting this innovative study for which I express my gratitude to my university teachers. In this study, we are experimenting with a specific instrumental measurement method called differential scanning calorimetry. The machine we use works in the following way. Through repeated heating and cooling of the probes, it detects how long it takes for the probe temperature to change, and these changes are displayed as a graph called thermogram. This correlates with a specific heat capacity, which is different for the various solutions. We have discovered that when healthy donor's blood plasma or cerebrospinal fluid is tested, the thermal profile is different compared to that of an ill patient, specifically those with cancer. Why is there a difference? It is because the tumor cells release specific biomarkers that influence some of the normal blood or CSF proteins and cause them to have different denaturation profiles, which is because of the altered specific heat capacity, which is what we measure. Remember, we do not detect products directly from the cancer cells, but their interaction with the normal proteins. We also conducted multiple tests on the same patients before and after applying chemotherapy in order to evaluate its effectiveness. In this study, we have established a relation between the severity or progression of the disease and the deviations in the proteins. We have shown that in the graphs presented in the poster, as you can see for yourself, the thermograms from the control group are very different from those obtained by examining the patients with cancer. We have focused our efforts mainly on acute lymphoblastic leukemia in underage patients, since it is a condition that affects many adolescents and young children worldwide, and we, as workers in the medical field, want to fight that. As you see, this method of measuring the progression of the disease and the efficacy of the applied chemotherapy really is effective, which is why we hope, through this study, the method will be introduced into the clinical practice for monitoring the development of the various diseases.